We're going to get right into the homily. But before we do, I'll share this with you. One of our parishioners told me that she was so thoroughly embarrassed when she was on a cruise. She said that one night, the topic of conversation at the dinner table turned to what music were you listening to when you were in high school? One person reminisced, when I was in high school, I was listening to the Beatles, the Beach Boys. Someone else said, when I was in high school, I was listening to Elvis, Buddy Holly. Then everyone at the table stared at our parishioner and commented, we bet you that when you were in high school, you were listening to Moses and the Israelites. Now, that's being mean. So we better get right into the homily, right? Here's what we're going to do this afternoon for our homily. I am going to ask you three questions. One to each of the three scripture readers. Then I am going to make three statements, none of which is connected to the scripture readers. After each of the questions and after each of the statements, we'll pause a bit so that you can reflect a bit on the question, on the statement. Okay? From our first reading, the Book of Wisdom tells us justice is undying. The word justice is frequently in the news. What does the word justice mean to you? In our second reading from 2 Corinthians, we hear, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. St. Paul here is talking about equality. The word equality is in the news frequently. What does the word equality mean to you? In our gospel, Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, just have faith. How can I replace my fears with trust? Okay, now for three statements that you may consider to reflect upon. Holiness is not so much a matter of what you do as it is a matter of what you accept. Holiness is not so much a matter of what you do, but rather of what you accept. How can I forgive others if you didn't judge others? You would have no need to forgive others. How can I forgive others if you did not judge others? You would have no need to forgive others. A gauge of your spiritual strength is to find out how often you become perturbed in the course of a single day. A gauge of your spiritual strength is to find out how often you become perturbed in the course of a single day.